Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. What can you tell us about growing herbs in Texas?
Well, most of us use herbs to add nice flavor and zest to our foods. For most herbs, the part of the plant we use are the leaves, but you can use the seeds or roots of some herbs too. Most of us only use herbs in small amounts, which is great. That means you only need a few plants to provide enough fresh and dried herbs for an entire season.
Are they grown only in certain areas of the state?
Well, herb gardening is popular throughout the state of Texas, Tony. You can grow them just about anywhere, and you get a big bang for your buck. My wife loves to add fresh herbs to pasta, and I always enjoy it myself. Some folks like to use herbs for medicinal or ornamental purposes. But like my wife, most of us just use them in our cooking.
What do you need to get started?
Well, you don't need much, Tony. They can be grown in your flower beds, in rock gardens as borders, or corner plantings. You want to decide if you're looking for herbs that are annuals. This means they grow from seeds and complete their life cycle in 1 year. Or if you're looking for perennials, which return year after year, it just depends on what you want.
Just like growing a garden.
In many ways, Tony, you'll want to care for your herb garden as you would for a vegetable or flower garden. Choose a sunny, well-drained location. Apply a balanced fertilizer and water only as needed. Herbs can be a great addition to your home and provide many, many years of nutritional value.
And they don't take up much room, and it's nice just to go out and pick them when you need them.
Many people just grow them in containers and set them on their patio.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.